Blog Talk Radio.
Episode. Everyone, thank you so much. We're at 480 right now. Wow. And I haven't hardly been on the last couple of shows. We're real shy. We hit our one of the polls or something and didn't have internet for a bit. So it's been very troublesome getting on. So I can't believe this. Like we're growing every month, still 100 more, 100 more. All right. So I'm going to try and make it quick and fun and whatever. So we got a lot of things going on. I want to bring some stuff up. First on the docket, we all know about Trump World. That's the fucking tea. We know this shit's probably not going to go like how we want to go. So before we start getting in on that, I want to bring up something. All right. So, by the way, before I do anything else, I am not on Twitter, you guys. What do me and Chrissy Teigen have in common? We both got suspended from Twitter for bashing the president. I don't think I've ever been any more prouder, honestly, of myself. I do miss it. I am going through withdrawals. But I want to say that congratulations to Greta Thunberg for being Time's Person of the Year, the most influential person of 2019. Thank you for caring. I wish that we were more like you, and I wish that we could just change our fucking ways, but I feel like it's too late. So, that be best shit. Fuck you, Melania Trump. You plagiarized Mrs. Obama's speech, and then you called it be fucking best, and then you don't do shit with it. Anti-bullying? Why don't you talk to your piece of shit orange turd in office? He might as well. You look like a man, right? So he thinks that Greta Thunberg deserved the POTUS attack. Basically, him getting jealous that, he had to fake his Time magazine. She didn't have to. That's the difference. You know, they posted his face on her body. What a fucking child. What a fucking child. All right. Next on the docket. I'm pretty pissed off about this. Defeated governor pardoned... He pardoned a man convicted of decapitating a woman and stuffing her body into a barrel. So, I don't know if y'all were paying attention to anything going on besides the Trump bullshit that keeps us all busy. But outgoing Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin commuted the sentence on Monday of a man who had been convicted of decapitating a woman and disposing of her body in a 55-gallon drum. So in a statement, Bevin explained his pardon of Delmar Parton, who was convicted in 1994 for the murder of Betty Carnes, a mother of three and a co-worker of Parton's at a factory. Given the inability or unwillingness of the state to use existing DNA evidence to either affirm or disprove this conviction, I hereby pardon Mr. Parton for this crime and encourage the state to make every effort to bring final justice to the victim and her family. How are you letting him out? Yay. You must be Republican. Sounds about white. So the coroner who had testified in the case and said he could not determine whether Carnes had died due to asphyxiation or from the blows to her head she sustained when Parton hit her with a metal pipe. 2008, Parton, who prosecutors said killed Carnes because he was angry that she had ended their love affair. As a circuit court to perform DNA testing in the case, the court of appeals denied that request. However, Justice Lawrence Van Meter ruling that the evidence as a whole was sufficient to uphold the jury's verdict and a trial court's denial of the directed verdict, the Herald had reported. Now, since this douchebag November defeat to he's a fucking Republican. He lost to Democrat Andy Beshear, and Bevin, this douche, issued 428 pardons, many of them controversial. In addition to pardoning Parton, he has set free a convicted child rapist, a man convicted of murdering his parents, and a mother who tossed her newborn baby into the trash at a flea market. The Louisville Courier-Journal reported, in addition, Bevin pardoned a man convicted in a 2014 home invasion and homicide whose brother had raised $21,500 for Bevin's re-election campaign. Wow. When Trump campaigned alongside Bevin on November 4th, the president praised him as being tough on crime and supportive of gun rights. He's such a pain in the ass, but that's what you want, Trump said. Why does a president talk like this? They don't. That's the trick question. A president doesn't talk like a dumb fuck sitting in a bar angry about fucking. Like, what? I don't know. Periods. Women fucking in the workplace. Are you kidding me? It's just unbelievable. Unfucking believable. I just don't know anymore. He's not a president. So, this guy lost to a Democrat, so he released a bunch of people upon the populace that doesn't need to be out. I just got news in 7-year-old pregnant girl taking into Border Patrol custody dies of dehydration and exhaustion. What a KKK Christian nation we are. Sounds about white. I live in a shithole fucking country. Yay! 7-year-old girl from Guatemala died of shock and dehydration after she was taken into border custody. Why didn't they give her water? No water? Don't ever tell me that this is a Christian nation. Ever. Ever. You're not Christian. You're not. So don't fucking say that you are. The child's death is likely to intensify scrutiny of detention conditions at the Border Patrol stations. Well, duh. There aren't any good conditions. There are no conditions. They're all bad. So, seeking asylum isn't illegal, and crossing the border is only a misdemeanor. So, we pretty much have death camps because, you know, hey, Hitler pretty much is an us, and he lives. Moving on. Trump supporters staged a flag drop in the Mall of America as of today. Can't escape politics these days, it seems. Not even at the Mall of America during the holiday shopping season. Saturday morning, the Mega Mall was the scene of a political demonstration dubbed the huge Trump flag drop. It was the brainchild of Sherry Auclair, a Republican activist who served as a Minnesota delegate. Great! At around 11:30 a.m., she and her supporters converged in a rotunda where, according to a Facebook video post, the police were already waiting for them, apparently have gotten wind of the plan. Auclair says they agreed to police demands to scale back the event, but the tutelar flag drop seems to have happened anyway. Trump 2020, that's for prison. If we have Trump for another 4 years, I'm not going to trust white people. I'm not going to trust the government. I already don't. I'm not going to trust the justice system. Of course, there's like, I think, three kinds of justice system. There's a justice system for the rich, a justice system for the poor, and then there's a justice system for minorities. So none of the three are equal or nearly the same at all. So I don't know. It just seems like we got a lot of dumbasses coming out. It does. But we're on to other things. Here we go. I wanted to talk about this. I'm going to hit my pipe real quick. Yeah, I sound great, man. Ever since that job is not where I'm at anymore, my throat is clear. I'm still hacking up mold, but not as much. I sound a lot better than I used to be. All right. So, as soon as my shit decides to load, anybody see where that youth pastor slapped that reporter's ass? You guys, I am so happy right now. Well, it seems like everything just decided to stop working. Yay. Yay. Let's see. Go, 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 go. Come on, come on, come on. We got stories. I'm just going to pull it up on my damn laptop. While he was arrested, guys, he was arrested. So I'm going to read you. Finally, it came on. So the guy who slapped a TV presenter's bottom on live TV, finally arrested on a misdemeanor charge of sexual battery. Alex Bazardin. Live reporting from End Market Savannah Bridge, the run in Georgia, when Youth Minister Thomas Calloway ran up behind her and smacked her on the bottom before running off. Now they had a clip of this. It was all over Twitter. Some people may have seen it. Some people may have missed it. But finally, now she spoke out. And, you know, I'm so proud of her for taking her power back. But I want to read to you what this piece of shit said. Now, he turned himself in. He was arrested, whatever. And his attorney declined on the matter. But in an interview with Inside Edition, Calloway claimed his initial intention was to wave to the camera, but instead got caught up in the motion and decided to hit the sergeant on the backside instead. So he told the publication, there was a misjudge in character and decision-making. I touched her back. I don't know exactly where I touched her. Bullshit, you fucking did. You saw her from afar, and you fucking knew what you were going to do. I did not know exactly where I touched her. Uh-huh. Now, here's her tweet. To the man who smacked my butt this morning, you violated, objectified, and embarrassed me. No woman should ever have to put up with this at work or anywhere. So she took her power back. Well, he's been arrested. He's now, good thing, he's not a leader of Boy Scouts. I'm sorry, if my son was in Boy Scouts, I wouldn't want that piece of shit teaching my kid. Fuck no. Mm-mm. I'm going to raise my son to be a man. This man, he's not a man. He's a fucking boy. So anyway, I'm glad and she's glad and her lawyer's glad that the law enforcement is taking the matter seriously. You can't let people just do things, you know? You can't. You fucking can't. So I got sent in some things, and I want to bring this to attention. Now I'm going to bring you the stats that I found. we've had several shootings. I mean, it's happening nonstop. Just in the month of December, it's been pretty crazy. Now, I'm gonna just go ahead and read this archive I've been collecting. We're gonna start from today, or yesterday, because what is today? Number 15? Today. One killed, four injured. This was in Georgia today. December 12th, Missouri, St. Louis. One killed, three injured. December 10th, New Jersey. Six dead, three injured. It's going up. So from those three, okay, we're going to skip to, fuck it, let's pick a fucking date. Let's go to, I'm just going to pick a page here. September 10th to September 1st. There were 3, 6, 8, 11, 13, 14, 21. And these are all mass shootings that happen in public places. These aren't shootings that are just mass shootings that happen around in our country. Now, we've had school shootings, mall shootings, and we even had one at a plant in the same day in the same state, just in this different town. So I don't know about anybody else, but this shit bothers me. We're so numb to everything that's going on. Now we're going to skip out of gun violence because we have other things that need to be said. I have Trump stuff. But here's some news. After 2 years, Weinstein's alleged victims will receive $25 million, but the money will not be paid by Weinstein, which is stupid. It's going to be paid by his insurance and his, basically, the studio is going to pay for it. So that's not him paying for anything. That's him getting away with shit again. So I think, let's see if he, gets on. Come on. Nope, he's not going to get on. Well, we were trying to bring Sean B. on the show tonight because I'm pretty sure he had some comments to say, but I think that he is having some issues getting connected with us over here on this side. All right. Well, I said I've got stuff. I want to read this. And you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to keep this short. I'm going to read you what Trump said. And then I'm going to talk about three issues. And then I'm going to call it a day. Because I think that'll be enough. Honestly, I think it will. So, on my Trump thing, I'm just going to read this. Reading his tweets and everything and all that, it's fantastic, it's great. But, you know what? We're not going to get him impeached. I don't believe it. I want him to get impeached because I want our country to be good and okay and fine, and it's not. But the Republican Party is paid off and bought by dark money coming from Russia because they're hell-bent on destroying us. You bet your sweet ass that Russia will be one day rolling up into our capital, throwing up their fucking nation's flag. There it is. And then they're going to be coming up to our homes and putting us in death camps. So all you motherfuckers out there who are enjoying every brown person that's in a death camp right now dying, yeah, your time will come. And it'll be Russia that comes to your door, or China, or Iran, because they're all working together now. On that note, bigotry, racism, anti-Semitism, sexism, xenophobia, misogyny, homophobia, Islamophobia, and just plain old hate is made more fatal when there's access to guns. I like guns. I'm going to have guns and I'm going to continue having them because I'm not a criminal. I don't do bad shit and I'm not a piece of shit. So I'll be able to have guns. But I want the people that I just pretty much named off and all those little hate groups, they don't deserve to have access to guns. So we should absolutely band together and realize that not everyone should have the right to bear arms. So, I want to let you know on the food stamp issue, there's a new able-bodied law. If you can speak, you're able to work, but that doesn't help people like the elderly, people like my mom, people that can't get out of their wheelchair. I don't know anyone in a wheelchair with a job. I really don't know anyone in a wheelchair with a job. I really don't. Honestly, I've never seen a person working with a wheelchair. I'm sure there are, but there's probably not that many. They probably need help, like Medicare, Medicaid, and food stamps. So, right now, 5,000 current food stamp recipients listed their occupation as active duty military, mostly young service members with children. So maybe you should shut the fuck up and be careful who you call a fucking freeloader. Okay? Anyway, Hitler kicked off the Holocaust with the Nuremberg Laws that, among other things, declared German Jews weren't of German nationality. So Trump signing an executive order declaring Judaism its own nationality is, well, not great for us descendants of Holocaust survivors. And that was Aaron Biba. The Klan was always conservative. Yes, Dems used to be in the Conservative Party. Southern cons of both parties opposed civil rights. 1,000% of Klan members this century are GOP. The Klan uses Trump and a recruitment leader. You don't really know what a hire is. And all that shit, I heard that shit today at my job. Well, in my day, all right. Okay, boomer. In your day, black people had separate water fountains and gays were thrown in jail. This is our day now, and you will embrace change or die on the wrong side of history. And I couldn't say that better myself. And I'll tell you who fucking said that. Seize the means. Follow that guy on Twitter. Oh, yeah. I'm sharing this because this piece of shit is suing Trayvon Martin's parents after selling the gun that he used to shoot him. And it's become a meme as well. George Zimmerman, 407-804-0348. Pretty sure that's still his number. 10/05/1983. He's 36 years old. Younger than me, but a year older than me. That's weird. 1874 Valleywood Way in Lake Mary, Florida, 32746. Feeling froggy? Send him a message. Some hate mail would be good. And all this crap about Biden. Trump's daughter works at the White House. Her husband works at the White House. Rudy's son works at the White House. Barr's son-in-law works at the White House. Barr's daughter works at Treasury. Trump's sons do foreign business. Trump's daughter is getting Chinese patent and Saudi grants. So, yeah. And I want to let you know what your federal spending chart is. I literally downloaded this because I'm tired of the bitching. Because you don't balance your shit. You don't even know where your tax money is going. So we got a pie chart here. So we got to divide it. Most of it, 50%, is going to military. 6% goes to education. 6% goes to government. 6% to veterans benefits. 5% to housing and community. 5% to health. 3% to international affairs. 3% to energy and environment. 3% to science. 3% to transportation. 2% for labor. 1% for agriculture. And somewhere within the tiny orange sliver at the bottom is the food stamp program that Republicans blame for our budget deficit. And so ends today's lesson in Republican logic. Very small amount. Very, very small amount actually goes to help real people. I love this piece of shit. I got this tweet because it's special and I'll never stop repeating it. Our $16 trillion national debt is now bigger than our $15 trillion GDP. If Obama is reelected, watch for an economic meltdown, and that in 2013. And this was 9/12/12. Hey, Donald, remember this tweet in 2012? The national debt is now $22 trillion on your watch, the highest it's ever been in history. Now, I want to really explain white privilege to you. I got two high school students that are black. They were kicked off the football team after protesting during the national anthem. And on the right, I got some white kids. Free speech rights would make it difficult to discipline students who appeared in a viral photo showing several high school boys giving what appears to be the Nazi salute. Wisconsin school district. Yeah. Sounds about white. Now. I'm going to read it. Okay. I'm going to read it. And when I read this to you, I want you to understand what I'm reading to you. And why it fucking matters. Because God damn it, it does. Okay. This is what he said, like live in person and out loud. Let me get my, I'm going to moisten my larynx here. All right, prepare. The light bulb. They got rid of the light bulb that people got used to. The new bulb is many times more expensive, and I hate to say it, it doesn't make you look as good. Of course, being a dangerous person is very important to me. It's like, it gives you an orange look. I don't want an orange look. Has anyone noticed that? Yes, we have, Donald. It's because you overdo it with the self-tanner. So we'll have to change those bulbs in at least a couple of rooms where I am in the White House. Oh, my God. I don't know how many times I've read this, but each time it just sounds horrible. We have a situation where we're looking very strongly at sinks and showers and other elements of bathrooms, where you turn the faucet on in areas where there's tremendous amounts of water, where the water rushes out to sea
because you could never handle it.
What?
And you don't get any water. You turn on the faucet and you don't get any water. They take a shower and water comes dripping out, just dripping out, very quietly dripping out. People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times, as opposed to once. They end up using more water. You go into a new building or a new house or a new home, they have standards where you don't get water.
What?
You can't wash your hands correctly, so little water comes out of the faucet, and as a result, you leave the faucet on, and it takes much longer to wash your hands. For the most part, you have many states where they have so much water, it comes down, it's called rain.
What the fuck?
They don't know what to do with it. A lot of things we do are based on common sense. No, you fucking don't. If I didn't get elected, you wouldn't have a steel industry. We weren't going to have a steel industry.
What the fuck part of that was even coherent? You can't have somebody like that running your stores using a cash register. I wouldn't trust him near a fucking pizza. Jesus Christ. That's it. That's it right there. If any of you motherfuckers can literally tell me what any of that meant, I don't know. I don't think you can. It's none fucking sense. So, I don't know if that one episode was heard. I had gotten the news and I quickly got on and I was trying to get it out really fast. The Republicans were behind closed doors secretly trying to destroy the Health Care Act that we need. I'm on it now. I finally qualified for insurance and I need a doctor very badly. And if they mess with it, I won't qualify to even get gynecological services that would cost so much money, I wouldn't be able to test myself for cancer. So because I'm a woman and I'm not rich, I'm not able to see a doctor? I don't understand. So I got a list of things right now. These acts they've been trying to push through and have already been approved, but it's passed in the House and not Senate. Protecting Access to Affordable Health Care Act. Lowering drug prices. By the way, the Republicans, every single one of them, voted against lowering medical product prices like insulin and fucking shit, your lupus medication, shit like that. We need that. We need it cheaper. Canada gets it cheaper. Why is it that people have to ration insulin until they die while Trump tard gets to do whatever the fuck he wants and eat cheeseburgers up in the White House and go fucking run our fucking tax dollars up to go take his family to his fucking resorts and make his fucking Secret Service pay thousands for a fucking room. And they're not paying for it. We are. The For the People Act, Equality Act, American Dream and Promise Act, Paycheck Fairness Act, Bipartisan Background Checks Act, Enhanced Background Checks Act, Climate Action Now Act, Raise the Wage Act, Bipartisan Budget Act, Appropriation bills that cover 96% of government. Securing America's Federal Elections Act. Violence Against Women's Authorization Act. Butch Lewis Act. Secure Act. Consumers First Act. Fair Act. Save the Internet Act. Veterans Access to Child Care Act. Blocking Drilling in Coastal Communities. And ANWR, which we need. Responding to the Humanitarian Situation at the Border, FY20 Intelligence Authorization Act, NATO Support Act, Venezuela TPS Act, Federal Civilian Workforce Pay Raise Fairness Act, CSER, Syria Civilian Protection Act, Safe Banking Act, Middle Class Health Benefits Tax Repeal Act, all those have been passed in the House, but the Senate refuses because Republicans don't want to do anything that's good for this country. And by the way, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Okay, so I believe I have two more issues to talk about. I want to bring up something. We're probably going to touch a little bit more. I only have 25 minutes left. I want to let you guys know that if there's any sort of skill that your dad knows or your mother knows or someone in your family knows, you might want to pick up that skill because it's going to die with them. Our schools no longer teach home ec. They no longer teach anything that has to do with wood shop or any sort of skill. Now it's just kind of like straight from school to prison, basically. It's like a fucking beeline, class to prison, basically. Most people are going to graduate with any sort of real education or know-how. And all these skills are going to die with our boomers and our parents. And so woodworking, stuff like that, we need to bring these skills back. Masonry, carpentry, simple shit like that, we're not doing it anymore. We're not teaching it, and we're not handing these down. So if you have someone in your family that you can learn a work skill from, this will be handy for you in the long run, because there are some things not being replaced by robots. So we need to really try and advocate to actually have real skill set, like workforce type of education in our school. We need to bring back music and art. What kind of a fucking leader doesn't give music, art, and fucking lunches to kids in school? Orange Cheeto in office, Twitler in chief. That's who. Also, one more thing. So, I wanted to let you know that over 4,000 truckers lost their jobs. And there will be more. And several trucking, another 4,200 lost their jobs. The last bunch was in October, but we just lost another round in August. 5,100 truckers lost their jobs. And this month we had Celadon bankruptcy left more than 3,000 truck drivers jobless right in time for Christmas. So they're losing these jobs due to tariffs and stuff like that and failing shipping rates. Like, Trump is ruining our global export. Our import and exports are fucked up, and we're paying the price for it. Tariffs don't help America. It hurts it, and it hurts the worker, and it hurts the owner. So I guess made America great for who? Who are we making America great for? The white man? Only the rich white man? Who? Who? Who is it being made great for? Because it ain't going to be for us. All right, guys. That's my rant for the day. That's the tea. And thanks for listening. And I can't wait to see that big number 500. I will be on tomorrow after work. But the next day after that, I'll probably be in the mornings or midday. Depending what the schedule is like, because I do have 2 days off. So we're getting back in the groove. And I apologize for my absences. And those of you looking for tarot readings, you know, if y'all just write, we can do appointments. So TN.thatsthet@gmail.com. Exactly how it's spelled. Y'all can spell that's the T. THATSTHETEA. That's the T. One word. Y'all can do it. I'm really, really pushing my support full right now because I'm really hoping that somebody donates a quarter, a dime, a dollar to the fund to help kid, like raise money for kids' lunches. So I hope everyone has a good night, and that's the tea. Bye.